Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Wild Irish Farm is a family-run business based in West Clare, where caring for the land and using methods that promote healthy soil, biodiversity and increased carbon storage are the main priorities. John O'Loughlin uses practices like no-till farming, crop rotation, composting and cover crops to enhance the fertility of his land. He also prioritises humane livestock practices and avoids the use of synthetic fertilisers and pesticides. John first explained to me what regenerative farming is.
In a very short, easy term, it's leaving the land better than when you started and always improving. Never taking away, never sucking the nutrients out of the soil, always trying to bring more life, more biodiversity into that area. And I do it through things like no dig, and I use the hens in the pasture to try and restore through quite intensively using them in a mob kind of style of grazing. Where they don't fully graze there, they mostly, they're subsidized to their diet, but they do strip it to the ground. And I used it to move them and strip to the ground. And then when the grass came back on afterwards, it was as lush as could be, even though it was brown to start.
So you have a few measures that you're using or implementing to ensure that the ground you're using can be reused?
I add to the soil. So with my market garden, I brought in a lot of extra soil to add to the top. I didn't actually dig in any way into the soil. The way I did it was I laid down cardboard on the ground and then dumped about 20 centimetres of soil on top, and that allowed me to kind of create a kind of a humus on top of the soil, and then allowed the soil need to break down and then to kind of meld together. And this compost on top brought in a lot of extra life. So it had a lot of like microbes and worms and all this into it. So it added into the thing. I also add additionally into the soil through teas, like I make nettle teas that I add to the soil. And I use some chicken manure to make another kind of a tea that I can add as a nitrogen mix, so it's all natural. And then also the nettles are a nitrogen mix as well that I can all add to the soil. So it's all just adding and trying to make sure I'm not withdrawing too much and then destroying the soil.
The important word you mentioned there, John, is natural. Everything does appear to be natural and organic.
Yeah, so I'm registered organic. In my final months of in conversion, luckily my hens are going to be fully organic before this section. It should be March by the time I'm fully organic on the whole farm, everything. Organic, it is a good thing, but it didn't change the way I wanted to do things. I didn't want to take from the land. I don't want to till. The only thing I'm going to seem to have to do something slight tillage is potatoes, because you can't grow potatoes. Yeah. I'd have tried potatoes where I didn't till, where I laid them on top and used a hay system. It sadly doesn't work in Ireland because the moisture in the air creates a lot of slugs that eat the potatoes. So it doesn't work. So that's the only area. So everything else is adding natural and using kind of like the nettles around me and the chicken manure and kind of trying to create like a circular system and not taking away.
Is it a cause for concern that so many people are still using chemicals, insecticides? Is that a big issue?
It is a massive, massive issue. Like there's the big glyphosate problem at the moment that they're currently debating within Parliament in the European Union, where they're trying to extend their licence up to another 10 years. That's madness, 10 years. I can imagine a rolling to try and siphon it out. Because I think taking stuff away at the drop of a hat to farmers is not fair. Everything needs to be planned, scheduled, and fully communicated with farmers where they get their input. Like, I think the nitrate change now is a bit of a drop in that. I knew it was coming, but it was a bit of a drop. Like, I know it's not a good thing that there's such a large amount, but it would be nice to give them more communication and kind of a heads up. So, yeah, like, the chemicals shouldn't be used. I do understand that it's so ingrained in the way things are done that it needs time to be removed, but there should be a very good plan to remove it, and there should be an end date.
But you're showing here, John, that you can actually do this, all of your work here, very naturally.
You can, yeah. It is very manual intensive. Like, it's my hands. Like, everything is done where I'm pulling my hands There is some tools you can get, quite expensive, like the paper pot system, where it's a quick way of planting without disturbing soil. There is some of those, but they're quite expensive for the size of the tool. But it is very manual intensive, and that can be a drain on your back and on your body in a way. So I think it is a better way to farm, but it is a harder way to farm in a way, with the having to manually do everything.
But you are doing it for the environment, for the planet.
And the main reason why I started was I kind of looked at the food system and didn't want my kids eating from the supermarket as much as possible. So that's why, like, they love going into the pie tunnel. They'll go in and they'll chow down on tomatoes and strawberries to no end. And they call them apples, the tomatoes, because they just eat them like apples. So that was the main reason why I started. Was for them. The chemicals, just, they're pretty much the carcinogenics. Like, that's all it is. Like, so.
But in the back of your mind all the time were the issues, the very important issues of biodiversity and sustainability.
Yeah, that is 100%. I will, my dad, because like, I'm always like very conscious of everything I do. I tend to do everything manually just so I don't use any chemicals, and I won't kill anything I don't have to. If there's an option like I had inside in the tunnel that started a year, I lost about 100 to 200 starter salads. Chemicals is the normal easy way because it was the leather jackets, but I found there's an option through nematodes. Nematodes are a natural solution to it, so I had to keep dosing and being patient and hoping that things balance out, because I think once things start to balance out, the predators and then the pests, they level themselves out. You'll always have some problems. It's never going to stop. But it's always allowing yourself not to get bogged down by it, and allowing and waiting for the natural stuff to come in and solve its own problems.
That was John O'Loughlin from Wild Irish Farm in West Clare. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.